איזו אושר שמח בכל קוי, שנאמר יגיע קרבך ויסויך ולשך ותוי בלוך, השך ואין מדב תוי לך לא ידע מבוא. So we had here two problems. We wanted to know the relationship between the Pasuk and the idea of איזו אושר שמח בכל קוי. We had started last week. I think we had given some clarity on what's wrong with Ezu Samech Bechalkoi Oshin. We had that down. Is that clear? We got that out?
We did get that out.
We got that out.
You would just remind us in the kitzur form.
In the kitzur form. Okay. The concept of Ezu Samech Bechalkoi Oshin is a theoretical concept that has never happened, because it is a self-defeating formula. There's a problem. It's a simple problem. The problem is that Ashivas in particular, beyond other lower level Taivas, Achila, a person can have very big Suda, you know, with cake and the frosting on the cake, but that's it. After meat, wine, then what? It ends. There isn't anything more. Another wine, another meat. It's finished. Person, you eat a certain amount, not very much, and that's it. You can't. They'll bring you the best in the way. You can't. That's it. It's over. It ends. Olam Hazeh is a very limited world. It ends. But Ashirus. Shirus is a problem that the desire for money never ends, while as that you can do with the money ends. So it's a self-defeating process. The more you have, the more you want, and the less there is to fulfill that want. So you can get to the point, the ultimate pinnacle of this type of Ashivas of Haman, where you have everything. You have all that there is. You have it all. You have all that money can buy. And family and power and COVID. You bought it all. You bought nations. You bought the king. You have it all. And then there'll be one little Jew who, by his sticking out his soul of his shoe, shows you that you have nothing. And the pillar is that Haman realizes it. The reason why he realizes it is because this whole process is only, you can only be fooled by it as long as you're running after it, as long as there's still something more. He's got to the end. And then, this little lesson that Mordechai gave him, just by, you don't move me. You don't count. You're not here. I don't see you. Zero. You're in Ephes. Haman got the message. Comes running home crying to his wife. He's still, I mean, he's Haman. You wouldn't really expect him to learn proper chat. So what did Zeresh Ishtoi v'chachomim say? No. You're right. Them is your Haman. Right? And the problem is Mordechai. And if you put Mordechai on, hey, it's come tomorrow. Then you'll see anything will come back. A few minutes later, you know, just a couple hours later, they gave him a different age. So it doesn't work that way. That's if you would have succeeded. If you started falling in front of him, it's all over. In fact, you have lost everything. Your original Sephora is going to come out. Nothing. You have zero. Watch the neck. Didn't help either. You lost that too. And when you lost that, the whole Beis Haman went over to Mordechai, the one who was a problem. The klal that we see is Olam Hazeh in its essence is a limited world. Taivas Momon is unlimited, and it brings a person by force to a head-on collision to reality. Because the Taiva is always bigger, especially in Taiva's moment, is always bigger than what the world has to offer. So the more you go down this thing, especially with Taiva's moment, head-on collision, you must come, this world should be called the world of frustration. Because the more that you run after trying to succeed, the larger your tiskul is going to be. The way somebody put it, the person who's missing $100 for his panos and his problem is $100, so his problem is how big $100 big. The person who has $100,000 and his problem is that he's missing another $100,000. So he's got a $100,000 problem, so who's the bigger miskin? And if you'll see in terms of Yishuv Hadas, you'll see the terms of. So the more the person is running after the myth of Ezehu Sameach B'Chelka Osher, the further he gets from it. As we brought all the way in the beginning of the Mishnah, that's because you're trying to grab. You want to take it, not from the Rabban Yishlam, you want to take it on your own. You can take it, you can grab. It won't get you anywhere. Eventually it will get you far. Right? That self-destruction. But you can't succeed that way. The Mishnah proves this point with the concept of Yegiya Kapecha Kisoichal Hashefa L'Toivuch. We explained last week that this is the head-on collision with the two attitudes towards earning money. If a person's purpose is Ashius, because Ashius equals Sameach B'Chelkai, and work is only a means for attaining that purpose, then the formula should be the least work as possible for the most money as possible. Like we said last time, the best thing is no work whatsoever, and if you need to invest somebody else's money. To get the best Yegiya Kapecha, a person who works physically, that's the low man on the totem pole. He's looked down at. Right? Poor Nebuch fellow, couldn't do better. Didn't have X, Y, or Z quality that needed to get ahead in the world, and he's going to be the low guy. He's going to be the guy who has low quality life, bad Olam Hazeh. We'll take the Gemara that says, that's true in truth. But if you ask a person who is a Sameach B'Chelkei Osher person, right? He'll tell you, idiot, if you can get 9, you're going to sell for 1. And if you get 9 of the other person's that you didn't have to work for, so that's 2 miners. And Yegiya Kapecha, what makes it shalo? That you earned it, that you worked for it. That's a chasar. Yegiya Kapecha Kisoicha. When a person earns, the Mishnah tells us that not only is it a chasar, but there's a maila. There's a maila in earning one's keep directly for Yegiyas Kapai. The more a person, alright, we have to finish this share one time. It's crystallized. There are two sides here. There are two ways. The issue is one or the other. Ezu Asher, there are two choices. Ezu Asher the person who has a lot of money in the bank, what's the argument? The argument is the understanding of the essence of the shears. The person who is an usher defined by the fact that he has money in the bank, so the bank is rich. The bank has a lot of money in it. But he's poor. Because as we explained in all different forms, the more he has, the more he needs. And he, from himself, him as himself, is missing. He's chosin. And the more he has, the more he's chosin. So he's a missing. He's a poor person. The other side is that the whole world, Olam Hazeh, was given for the sole purpose that the Bnei Shem gave us the opportunity to earn our own keep mitzidein, not to have to get presents, that we can earn his schar that he's going to give us, l'osod l'avoy, and even Olam Hazeh. We can have it internally from our own. Any element of something that comes from the outside and is based on the sellotape, it doesn't come from the person on the inside, can't give him satisfaction, can't bring him happiness. It can cover up, can fool him for a time. But if it's not connected to his essence, if it's something that comes from the outside, fulfillment, happiness, can't do it because it doesn't connect. And not only that, like we said before, it goes in the opposite direction. In this issue of Sameach Pechelka, it goes in the opposite direction. Yegiah Kapecha is the most direct and strongest form of bringing out something from me, myself. A physical labor, something that's done directly, creation, building, doing it with my hands, has a added mile of being directly my creation. Those people who work with the more indirectly, the bosses, they're not doing the thing itself. They direct the other people who are doing it. So there, to the thing that it's produced, they have on one side a chasor. They're less closely related to the production. The Mishnah is bringing out the opposite, proper understanding of what a Sameach Pechelka is from this Chiddush, that a Yegiah Kapecha has not only not to be looked down on, but it's something to be looked especially up on. And that's why we find that many of the Tanoim, many of the Gedolim that were involved, they went their route of doing some type of work. It was all menial labor. They never had any factories. Either he was a sandler, a bichler, a sandler, or he'll cut wood. And the other is Meshibain were really direct production.
What? Can't you give a better awesome bring somebody to coffee with us?
Yeah.
Will you follow the red line?
Chaykhah Atsiyori can apply anywhere. A person can appreciate Yegiah Kapecha as opposed to Yegiah of somebody else Kapayim. He's appreciating his own Yegiah Kapecha as opposed to getting the advantages of using somebody else. He's not coming from the Koich of Yotzin Yodi part. We're not talking about a Gibor. The Gibor subject is there where the fact that I'm doing it and I'm strong, that's the Koich of Yotzin Yodi. That was in Gibor. Therefore we had to bring in the Koivish Yitzhak. But the question of the Shivus, the person that's going the wrong way is not going to be looking for Yegiah Kapecha and see how strong I am. Anything that a person is involved with can bring it to mistake to think that it's me. A person who basically thinks that it's me is going to look down at the Yegiah Kapecha. He's going to look up at the boss. He's going to look at the person who doesn't do anything, the politician. The more. more removed from actually doing it.
Look down at his own. They look down at his own work.
Yeah.
Because he's really wants to get to the boss seat.
Yeah. The Mishnah is using this concept of showing that we look up at Yigiyah Kapayim to bring out the opposite concept of Ashivus. Let's get into the opposite. Now we said a lot of what's not. Let's say something about what is. The Mishnah is coming to teach us. That's what we're trying to understand. Ezu Oshir Asameh B'chelka. The Mishnah gives us a golden rule. Gives us a way to avoid the major pitfall that there is, that money has, that richness has, that having has, the things have. Everything that a person has, if you're in the grabbing mode, is self-destructing. The more you have, the closer you're getting to destruction. The closer you're getting to frustration, the closer you're going to self-annihilation. How do you turn this around? So there's a secret. And here the Mishnah is telling to us. There's only one way. The only one way is that your relationship to things is sameach b'chelka. How can you be sameach b'chelka? Sameach b'chelka doesn't mean that a person is lo nora. A person has an attitude, really I would like a million, but alright, I'll settle with my $10,000 a year. That's not sameach b'chelka. What? It could be atzlonis, it could be shiflus, and it could be yiush, and it could be all kinds of other aspects of why a person, but his attitude is what he appreciates is the other guy, he appreciates is the dream, and just where am I going to get? There are people that have nothing, anir merudim, and they have taivas betza of Rockefeller. Lotto was created in the world to bring the type of money of $1 million to everybody. The annihilation of $1 million, the power of $1 million annihilation, right? That can be handed out to every little guy. And then some people get fooled by it to the point that they put all their money there. It's crazy what people do. We're trying to say what's right. How are you a sameach b'chelka? So the number one clue is chelka. Chelik. In the concept of a capitalist, there is no such thing as chelka. A person who is the opposite fellow, there's no such thing as chelka. The whole world is supposed to be mine. Whatever I can get is supposed to be mine. If it's not mine yet, it's only because for one reason or the other I haven't yet been successful in getting my hands on it. But ikroni, there's no such thing as chelka. Ikroni, the world is a limit. Because it goes back to the same basic formula throughout the nation. There is, the world only has two forms. Either you are the center of the world, in which case you are right, the whole world is there for you. If you don't have it, go get it. It's not beseda that you don't have it. You're the center of the world. What does it mean you don't have it? Go get it. And yeah, you can do it. Go get it. So there is, before the sameach, there's no such thing as chelka. You don't have a chelik. And if nebach, right now you don't really have yet everything, you only have something, that's totally a negative. That's certainly not going to bring you out any simpler. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. The recognition that it's only a chelik, it's the mona, and you want the masayim, is the destructor of all simcha. It's the elimination of all satisfaction. As long as a person sees himself as the center of the world, he sees whatever he has is getting from the fact that he took it, there's no chelik, and what chelik that he has is going to destroy us. The only way to get out of this. There's only one way. There's no choices. This is it. It's either this or that. The only other way is to know that the Rebbe Yishon is the center of the world. And it's all his. The whole thing. Including me. It's all of his. I am nothing. I have nothing. But he created me. And he wants me here. And I'm an important thing, because that's why he created me. He doesn't do not important things. And he gives me my chelik, what I need for the purpose of what he created me. That's real. That's mine. That has my name on it for real. That is part of the Rebbe Yishon's master plan, that I should exist. When I exist, so my house exists, my food exists, my family exists, my clothes exist, my needs exist, my chelik exists with me. Because the Rebbe Yishon doesn't make things unless because of Oynish, but Netzidoi, what he makes, right? He makes full. And that's why they say when a child is born, he's born with his chelik with him. Because the Rebbe Yishon sends down Hashem into the world, so Isha Ploini the Ploini V'Bayis Ploini the Ploini. Because he has a chelik. It's got its name on it from the beginning. If the person's existence, chelik exists. Because his needs are what he needs to do his job. How do you know? Is it yours? Is it your chelik? Is it fitting your tachlis? This is exactly the measurement. If it's not coming from the attitude of chelkoi, so there is no such thing as mine. That I already have is meaningless. The only thing that desires that I don't have. What do I have is only worth something for the first few minutes. After that, that's long gone. That's old hat. Yeah. Doesn't give me anything anymore. That's nebach, I only have that. And my problem is the rest. The only way that something starts having real meaning is that it relates to my essence. My essence has to have real meaning. My essence only has real meaning in terms of my chelik in the world. Every person has a chelik in the world. Every person was created for a real person, purpose. And he has real needs and real means that the Rebbe Yishon gives him to do that what he was made for. That's really his. That's his. That's him. Yeah, there are different stages, and he's just talking with his chelik, right?
The person has a chelik that starts from A. And you know, he gets used to that chelik. He realizes that's his chelik, and he can be mesameach.
Makes peace with it.
Makes peace.
No. We're not making peace.
Oni v'rosh
nifgosh. Both Oni v'rosh can be the one. They both can be in the same plan of Tyrus Molder. One because he has it, one because he doesn't have it. But they're both out for the million. Right? One in the way of, oh, here I'm going to get it. One here, oh, I'll never get it. Right? But they're both the same. So that's both the Ezru Sameach Osh path. Making peace is not Sameach B'Chalkoi. This is the whole shmooze that I'm saying. If coming to Lafuki, that. Making peace is not Sameach B'Chalkoi. Making peace, maybe it's better than running after it like a nut. Okay? Maybe it's better than that, but that's not Sameach B'Chalkoi. A person who made peace is not happy. Maybe he's not running. Maybe.
So maybe help wants to run. Not because of a drisha or gravel, but because, well,
is that
you're made to be doing this type of thing.
Yeah. And that could be. But the chelkoi, a person who sees that is of real value, not by what it says in the bank, because anything that's not me has no meaning to me. It's not mine. Just like your money is not mine. So anything that's going to come to me grabbing, meaning that it's not, it doesn't have a place in my reality. In real reality, the real reality is that I was created for purpose. I was created for the Rebbeinu Shalom Stachlis. Anything that's going to be part of that Rebbeinu Shalom Stachlis, that's the real reality of me and my existence. That's part of me, that's mine. And that's why it says that Chov of Tzadikim, M'moinim Yosim of Gufa. The money by a tzaddik, that means he has the proper eyes and he sees that money as the real money. We're talking about his money, meaning that it's really his. Right? There's a way that money is more his than even his gufa says. I don't want to go into that aspect of it because I want to get the main point. The main concept is chol kol chelkoi. Chelkoi means, why do I only have a chelik? Why don't I have everything? Simply because I'm not everything. I'm not the center of the world. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the center of the world. And he didn't make one person me. Right? He made a lot of people. And he didn't give the whole tachlis of the world just to me. He gave me a chelik. That's real reality. So just like if a person would be an engineer, he would be foolish if the whole time he's pulling out his hair, why am I not a doctor? The answer is because you're an engineer. You can't be both an engineer and a doctor. If you think you can, then you're either going to be a bad engineer or a bad doctor or both. The world is created to be made up of a lot of sections that together put in the whole. You have to have an engineer, you have to have a doctor, you have to have a person in agriculture, you have to have that. If a person would look on his own existence, physical existence, how many items he uses a day, in a regular day, how many people were involved in creating those things that he needs every day? Tens and tens of thousands, maybe more. This is the way the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, that it's an intermeshing of thousands of pieces. In his Yuzmash, the plan, he put all these pieces, each one has their chelik, and when they all work in harmony, then comes out the Rebbeinu Shlom's master plan. When a person recognizes that that's what's valuable is what's real, what's really mine, and pasting on something to me that's not mine is going to do me damage if I know it or I don't, if I understand it or I don't. Just like if a person would, someone could come along and offer you a third leg. If you have brains, you say, no thanks. Two is fine, three, but it's more. More is not always more, sometimes it's less. Right? What's good? Good is what is fitting for the reality of the item. How many horsepower should a horse be? It better be one horsepower. Right? If you're going to have a 2 horsepower horse, don't get on it. Right? For a car, 1 horsepower probably not so great. Right? Everything has to be according to its reality. Chelkoi, the concept of Ashirus, right, is that I have my chelik. Now, well, maybe I'm not going to have my chelik. Oh, a person understands that I'm the center of the world and I have to grab. So then it's a question, did I grab enough or I didn't grab enough? But if that's not the situation, but the Rebbeinu Shlom is the one who's running this world, and I am in his world, and what's important to me is his chelik. There's no such possibility that I don't have my chelik. Because there's somebody in charge, the Rebbeinu Shlom. Right? And if I do mine, he'll do his, there's no problem. I can't just sit back and say, well, then let him bring it to me on a silver platter. I have to do my responsibilities. But I have nothing to worry about. Nobody can take my chelik away. Because it is mine in reality, in essence. And nobody can touch it. They can think they can, they can try to do it, but they can never do it. To the point that even Aganif here, classical form of trying to take away my chelik. Somebody comes into my house and steals my leicht. Okay? So here I lost my leicht. That's my chelik. Here they're gone. Right? If in fact, right, that was my chelik, it wasn't a way of the Rebbeinu Shlom getting something that wasn't supposed to be mine removed. but in fact it was my chelik. So it says the Baruch was going to have to bring it back, because it's his world, and he takes responsibilities. One of the Oynish for Agadah is because he's a matriarch of the Baruch Shalom to set things straight. You can't take away his chelik. And if you try to, you're going to get paid for it, but it's going to come right back. The lawyer has it. Because a chelik is a reality. A chelik is mine. A chelik is my essence, and it brings out both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba that's best for me.
He doesn't have enough
for the
basic essentials of life,
but
we could see
how
does that
feel? Right. And only to be a Samech
B'chalkoi
is a big
majority. But he doesn't have his chela.
Alright, 1 second. There are three types of people in the world. There are three types of people in the world. Regular people, Anim, and Ashir. Standard 98% of people in the world are regular people. Regular people means that they're not outside of the basic structure of the world, and therefore what they have is their chelik, basically, in essence. You know, there may be little exceptions, but in essence they have their chelik. They don't have more than their chelik, they don't have less than their chelik. And now they, within the certain variances, that's essentially, that's mainly who the Mishnah is about, the regular person. And he has the choice of being Sameach B'Chelkoi, by understanding Chelkoi, understanding the proper what is Ashirus, and then he will be a Asher. There are two special characters in the world, special exceptions. There are two special exceptions in these points. One is called an Ani, one is called an Asher. One is a person who has, that's the definition of an Ani. And there is, his chelik is that he should not have his chelik. And there is a definition of an Asher, that his chelik is that he should have more than his chelik. Both of these special, exceptional, non-standard and non-classical mahalchim are extremely difficult to see. And there's got to be a reason why you were thrown at a person. Right. Usually it's an oynish on both directions. Right. Sometimes it's a schus in both directions. Like the pasuk says, Koheles. Right. But the reason why the Abunishan created the exceptions of an Oshin and an Oni, that's because the Abunishan has a very broad world. And he has room for all the exceptions also. But A'oni is an exception. A'oni to be a Sameach B'Chelkoi has a difficult task. Because he in reality does not have his chelik. He is missing. He is an Evyoin. The only way he can be a Sameach B'Chelkoi is understanding that that itself is chelik. And then he could be a Sameach. And Osher has more than his chelik. The only way they can get out of self-destruction is by knowing that he has more than his chelik. What does it mean the Baruch gave me more than my chelik? It's because you have other people's chelik by you. That means the Baruch felt that you are roy for the Nesohim of the possibility of controlling your chelik and other chelik. That's a big responsibility. And Osher, who accepts his Ashirus as this part is my chelik, and the rest of it is not my chelik, but my chelik is to be given pipikot in other people's chelik, he could be a Sameach B'Chelkoi. He'll be zoiche, right, to do tremendous chesodim with that. He will have the opportunity to give other people their chelik, and it's all going to go on for the time. He beats the Rabbi Yishlam's messenger for giving out other people their chelik. It's all on his account. Because he could have made the mistake of thinking it says. The Oni could come together because he has a problem. My chelik is $500 a month. I only have $150. That means that the other $350 of mine is by you. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'll take it. And he's right. His chelik is by him, but don't take it. Because your chelik was that your chelik should be by him. That's your chelik. Ani and Osher are very special in this universe. Ani and should be shomer also. Maybe matzah us from these two special, difficult mishayimis. But lechem chuki hatrifeini. Like Yaakov Avinu asked, give me my chelik. That's what the tzaddik looks for. If the Rebbein Shem throws at him anius or ashiris, so he takes that stride too. He learns to be sameach, to get the schuyot that are available to both the Oni and the Osher, who are Oymer and the Nisoyan, are tremendously great Nisoyanis and great schuyot that's not available for the regular person. So if you can be Oymer and Nisoyan, you can be very sameach and have chelik also. But it's extremely dangerous. That could I get involved. They throw it at you, live up to it, raise yourself to it. But the Mishnah is referring to the regular person. The standard mahalach of the world is that nobody, that the standard parallel of the world is that a person is not an usher and not an oni. He's a regular, middle class. Mm-hmm. Regular means that he has more or less his chelik. The more it is because he grabbed and they took it away. The less is because a person can ruin his chelik by misusage. The normal person has his chelik. His chelik that he has, if he recognizes it as his chelik, then not only the fact that it's a chelik, that it's not all that exists in the world, won't be a source of frustration, but that it's chelkoi will bring him tremendous. He will have intrinsic, internal connection and satisfaction from it because it is me in the mind. He will see how it is fitting to him. But chay, isha, bias, because it's me. That's mine. It's fitting to me. That was the Bonishim cut it out. Perfect for me. The chelka of a person has his name all written all over. This is his bed. And it gives him satisfaction, gives him happiness. A sameach the chelka can enjoy Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. He can enjoy everything that he has. Everything he has gives him pleasure. Everything he has gives him fulfillment. It all brings him the capability of bringing out that he was made to do in the world. Simcha, all simcha, right, has only one source. There is only one simcha in the world. Simcha is that special state of affairs that a person attains when whatever element he brings out his bekoyach to b'poy, when it comes to some level of shleimus. Every person has potential. When it's actualized, he has simcha. Bringing all physical existence that come around it into his simcha is only through chelka. Ezu washer, simcha chelka. He's rich. He was given the keys to enjoying the world. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. Not only that, avotoylach b'olam haba. The Ashrecha b'olam hazeh of the Sameach b'chelkoi or the Yigiyei Kapayim is not going to be a steer, like the Christians say, to Toi B'cholam Abba, but it itself will bring him to the Toi B'cholam. Anybody who has his chelik, a person's chelik was only given, like we learned many times, for the purpose of bringing out from Olam Hazeh Olam Abba. That is its only real purpose. Tachlis, if you're tachlis oriented, meaning how much money you're going to have in the bank when you leave it over to your great-grandchildren, right? That's the other fellows. We spoke about them. Forget it. No chelkoi, no sameach, no nothing. But if you want to have chelkoi, chelkoi is what the Bereishis gives out. The Bereishis gives out all of Olam Hazeh, our existence, our capability of being miyageya and earning our own keep, all for the purpose of the Tov Lachol Olam Habo. Everything that is our chelek is because it is fitting with our role of getting to Olam Habo properly in our individual way. So our Hashreich Olam Hazeh and our Tov Lachol Olam Habo are twins. They're not just, you could also have it that way. That is the way it is. That's the way it is. There are exceptions where sometimes you have to come because of Einish, because of Toichacho, because of special reasons. You have to come to a Toivloch Boilam Abo without the Shech. But the standard way of the world, if a person would have the Chelka and the Sameach, you go the standard way of Yigim and Pecha in the right way. So the Asherech of a Toivloch is the reality of the world. There's no steel. But we've learned that times that many times. Relationship of Boilam Zeh.
Why would there ever be a time when you don't get a Sameach Bechelcha in this world?
When you're making tachlis of Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh.
So then why could not anybody, no matter what situation it is, or worse situation?
Why could you not be Sameach Bechelcha?
Right. You said that you are accepted, you don't get in this world, you're
I don't know if it's the responsibility of a person in Auschwitz to be Sameach Bechelcha. He has to be a person who's in the parsha of Yisroel. Right? For that, be Sameach Bechelcha. He has to be Mekabel Yisroel Ba'af. It's not Sameach Bechelcha. That's when the situation is now. The Maisa Sameach Bechelcha is when a person is producing his Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo according to the way the Bereishis made. Yisroel is not from the person. The Surim is the Bereishis coming into the world. And to fix up that we've messed up, he does surgery. That's applied to us. That's not the Sugya.
To acquire Olam Haba, no?
Yeah, but that's not, it's done to us. It's not we do. That's not our chelek. It's not our job. That's not Mitzvah. The Surim is something done to us. There the role is not Sameach Bechelcha. There the role is Mekabel Surim Ba'av. The Bereishis is doing acceptance. You stop. The Bereishis took over the driver's seat. Go ahead. Do what needs to be done. Right. That's not Sameach Bechelcha. That's a different concept. That's it. That's Mekabel Yisroel Ba'av. Mekabel, acceptance. Okay. That's something that comes from the Bereishis. That's not from our own producer. These koichos, the three koichos of the world, Osher, Gibor, Chochom, are the koichos of man's capabilities of production, of doing. That's
but the way that you relate to that is sharing much sleep and either raising yourself, raising other people. That is a production. That is a production.
Yeah, but that's a different subject. It's a different mahalah. It's a different mahalah. It's not the subject of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us how we produce, how we actualize our koichos properly. The powers that are given us to use Olam Hazeh to produce Olam Habo. The Rebbe Yishlom 90% of the time, and not time wise, but the main road, right, is that the Rebbe Yishlom gave us over our chelek, our powers, these three qualities in all the different forms and variations, that with these koichos, we can produce from Olam Hazeh Olam Habo. There are times that because of previous chet and other reasons, we've messed up. We individuals, we Klai Yisrael, we generations, we the whole world, right? And the Bereishis has to intervene into history and apply Yisurim to Mechaper, Mesakim, Takim, Mezakech, at that he can't leave over for man to fix himself. That's something that the Bereishis comes and does. When the Bereishis says, okay, stand back here, I have to fix something. Okay. So that happens in two ways. Either Yisurim, right? Or there are times when Tzarech Chesed, the Bereishis intervenes into history. These are the two sides of how the Bereishis intervenes and does, not our doing, but he does. In both cases, proper exception, when the Bereishis is doing, and stand back and accept properly in both ways. The main road is that the Rebbe gave us for us to do. So we'll have to leave the Mechabit for next week. I'd just like to give a finish with a few words on the realities that are going on around us. The main point, short and sweet, the main point that a person has to see when things happen, what's going on in the midst of historical process, is that this is the function of God. There is no way whatsoever that man could make such blunders. It just can't be. It's just like, it can't be happening. It can't. The answer is it can't. Oh, Robin is so stupid. He's like, no, he isn't. He isn't. I'm sure he looks up in the mirror, probably now daily. Who are you? Leib Melachim B'yad Hashem. Leib Melachim B'Salam B'yad Hashem. When you see things that don't make any sense, the person goes against what he himself preaches. Not he preached for public, for propaganda, for political purposes, but what he really believes. And 2 days later, he does the opposite. Again and again and again. And the truth is slapped in his face, and he doesn't wake up. His cheshbonos and what he's going to pay, you know, all the, let him worry about that. That's not our issue. All the people that are involved in all the different forms and shapes that are causing all of this, their cheshbonos is a bunch of what they're worried about. They got a lot to worry about. But the sacha kol of what you see such a thing happening over there, that is not this. That is the Rebbeinu Shalom intervention. The interesting question is, okay, but what is he doing? What is he doing? Alright, so we know this is not Gibor, this is not Osher, alright, this is the Rebbeinu Shalom. What is this? This is Yisur and Chesed. What's going on? The answer to these things are extremely complex, and probably only in hindsight that we're going to look back and see all of the complicated development of what the person is doing over here, what he's trying to fix, what he's trying to produce, and what he's trying to get to. If you want to sit now and second guess the person, I think that just a week reading the paper is enough to teach you not to do that. Don't try to figure out what the Bunchum has down the road. Is this good? Is this bad? What? Yes. There are definitely good things going on. There are bad things going on. Sacha Kol, I don't know. Nobody is giving me. But the way it looks to me is that the sacha kol is going to definitely. How difficult is it going to be in the process? Not so good. Stay tuned. But what is important is to know.
You mean sacha kol is just going to give a yichud for some person?
Yeah, it's preparing the way for the end, for the end game. There's certain things that have to get out of the way. A lot of evils that have to self-destruct. He's giving them the opportunity for them to self-destruct in different forms.
It basically just causes more problems for someone to try to figure out the Ribbono Shalom Cheshbon now. You have to recognize that this is a kuli Ribbono Shalom, and as soon as you start, he's this or that, the other thing, you mess up the whole scene.
My feelings are, I'm not sure if this is right, my feelings is that when you see this kind of thing, it doesn't even go with the mahalchim of when a person sees Yisurim coming on himself, he has to do truth in these things. That's not the issue right now. Now the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, okay, fellows, you did yours, okay, now it's my turn. Stand aside. Yeah, watch. The only people who are going to get hurt out of these people, out of these processes, is the people who are not connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom in the world. the principle that live in Koichi Vodzim Yodim, that live in Medinat Yisrael, that believe that that protects them as Tzal, they're out for some very difficult days. Because these things are going to show in crystal clear colors exactly what they were. But a person, and only a person, that knows that it's the Rabbeinu Shlomo's world, and his world is meant for good, and where his people and for bad, for worse, this is the ones that he's going to bring to the top list. There aren't any others. We have to do ours, we have to improve as it is. But the Rabbeinu Shlomo, those that he's running this world for us. He's running for that we should come to our tachlis. So Balai, you see the Rabbeinu Shlomo has taken over the hege. He's trying to move things in all kinds of directions, and there may be difficult days. It's Mechayev Chizuk. It's Mechayev Techaparai. I don't know how much time it is for. Have to be, don't make any long-term existence, I guess it is now. It's that time. No time for long-term, nothing now. Plan about a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, like, you know. More than that, it's totally ridiculous. It means nothing. The Bunyan is running his world. A person who knows the Bunyan is running his world, and all these things, intervention of the Bunshin history to bring out what he wants. Depends which side you're on. If you're on, that's the main why bringing out this Mishnah. The Mishnah is presenting us that Olam Hazeh has two forms. Either you can grab it for yourself, or you recognize it's the Bunshin. There are times that the Bunshin shakes up this choice. It doesn't really give you that choice anymore. He's going to show you that it's his way. And now it depends. If you're on that side, you live that way, you believe that way, then it's going to be Yishmael. Yeah, what I always said here, he's showing everybody it's true. And if the basis, the essence of your life is the other way, that other one says mine, right, then you're going to be in a tug of war with the bunch. Either lose. When the bunch comes and says, my world, right, he shows that as much as he gave over Pchir and Klech and Alkol Ashiyus, it's over, boys. I'm running the show. So if a person is connected to a moon and he sees that's the way he lives his life, in his internal, in his personal life, in his money, in his daily life, he sees his world as Chelkon, then this is Misamechim also, even if there are difficulties involved. See, the Rabbeinu Shlomo is showing everybody that it's his world. And if a person is not, then he's going to be in for some bumps. Chazal said that God's love on you is very possible. We're starting to live through that. The Rabbeinu Shlomo will take the Arbok out from some of us and shake it the way you shake out a rock. And then, anybody who has his feet only on the ground is going to fall. That's what happens. But the other choice is that it's Chaimim Mitzik. If you hold on to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, then the rug will fall, the dirt will fall off, and you'll be fine. You stay right there, you come back to a clean, refreshed world. That's basically what's going on. When you're shaking air, it's just so hard. There's going to be things that fall off. Don't know who, don't know why, don't know when, don't know how. Doesn't matter. You just have to make up your mind which world you live in. Your world or the Rishon's. If you live in the Rishon's world, it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. It's going to be adventure. Enjoy. Doesn't mean you don't have to misspell. Doesn't mean you have to be chazak. But the process itself is for such a person a positive process. But if you from those who are entrenched in Olam Hazeh as mine, it's tough. Not always going to let people play out their game to the end, and only self-destruct when they get to the end. The times when he doesn't get that. That's it. That's the way I see it. The Mishnah is giving us clearly two basic attitudes of Olam Hazeh. These type of operations, what we're living through, is where the Rebbeinu Shalom is helping us if we got confused. He's bringing back some clarity.